fire ceremonial salute.
But, sir, the angle...
Fire the salute, Private.
Yes, sir.
Corporal! Little decorum, please!
You! I'm all right. Let me down. I'm all right. I'm okay. Come on, Eve. Order arms! Company's arms are ordered, sir.
We're at order arms.
Excuse me.
Now then, during Colonel Blake's absence, I will act in his capacity. So if there are any problems, you may bring them to me or to our fine adjutant here, Major Houlihan. Now, talking to the Major is the same as talking to me, since we are intimate with each other at all times.
Inspector! Hold!
You shaved today, soldier?
Yes, sir.
Well, tomorrow, try it with a blade and a razor. I want this man to report, Corporal.
Oh, what's the charge, sir?
Heavy beard in combat zone.
Are you all right, sir?
Fingernail polish.
Flame DMO, sir.
And earrings?
They match the ring, sir. I'm a symphony in coordination.
High heels.
You're a disgrace to American man and womanhood. So stop bucking for a discharge while I'm in command, Corporal Nutsy Fagan. You're not getting out of this man's army.
Then at least give me a pass, sir. I like to spend a little time with people.
Request denied.
Please, sir, I'd like to be in Seoul for Mother's Day.
No!
Father's Day, I'll wear something tailored.
I said no! Corporal, make a note. I want this creature's dresses, his entire wardrobe, and all that stuff burned.
Burned? Sir, a man has a right to his own trousseau.
Shut up! Now, that concludes our fine little retreat ceremony and inspection. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed inspecting you.
I'm
going off duty now, and your officer of the day will be, Carver, do you have the rest of it?
I have the notes right here, sir. The officer of the day will be Captain Benjamin Franklin Pierce.
Captain Pierce? Good. Captain Pierce, step forward. Captain Pierce.
Hi, Frank.
That doesn't scare me one bit. Is he sleeping again?
No, Frank. He heard so much about rigor mortis, he thought he would try it.
Wake up, Pierce. Come on, get up.
Hey, Frank, lay off. He was 14 hours in OR.
Tough Tilly. Up, up, up.
Get lost, Frank. Go rinse out the flag. Rap, you're a witness. He's violating the dead.
Pull yourself together, mister.
Breakfast?
The kidneys were expecting orange juice. Silly kidneys. Smooth.
Oh, this morning was a very good year.
I dreamed I was walking along the beach with my mother. There was this giant, bleached-out Frank Burns lying on the sand. Its white belly shining in the sun.
Pierce.
I said, Mommy, can I touch it? And she said, be careful, son. The dullness rubs off.
Very amusing. Pierce, your officer of the day.
I pass. Give it to somebody else.
You're it, and that's an order. Here's your armband and logbook. Here's your belt, holster, and sidearm. There's also a sash and sword that goes with it.
It's in case we're attacked by the Saracens.
Well, you have to do a tall appendectomy.
I will not carry a gun, Frank. When I got into this war, I had a very clear understanding with the Pentagon. No guns. I'll carry your books. I'll carry a torch. I'll carry a tune. I'll carry on, carry over, carry forward, carry Grant, cash and carry, carry me back to old Virginia. I'll even Harry carry if you show me how, but I will not carry a gun.
All right, Captain Frady Cat. You have your orders, mister.
Bye, Frank.
That was totally uncalled for.
Emptiest holster in the West.
I do believe it's the new sheriff in town.
That's right, stranger. And I'm going to make everybody in this town do just what I want them to do.
I think I'll start with the girls.
As of 1600 hours, sir, all secure.
Very good, Radar. Your report is concise, informative, and makes no sense whatsoever.
Thank you, sir. Any orders, sir?
Yes, take an order. All the troops can go home. I'm declaring peace and a general amnesty.
Oh, come on, Hawk.
You're free, too. I'll give you $10 and a new suit later.
Well, I'm going to need your signature on this.
I'm not signing anything. You're not putting the war in my name. For all I know, Henry didn't keep up the payments. What's this job like? I'm a new man here. I've been working down in sales.
Well, you just have to be on duty in case stuff happens. Inspect the place, do a bed check. You probably want to handle that personally.
You can inspect the nurse's showers. I didn't give you a birthday present.
Yes, sir.
Private Scudder and Willis reporting, sir.
Guard needs to be changed, sir.
Okay, change him and get him out of here.
Sir, they need to know the password.
I would certainly think so. What was it yesterday?
Betty Boop.
I like it. An unpretentious little password, but it's got sex. Might get off a winner.
Orders for the guard, sir.
Be brave, be loyal, be true. And keep your white flags handy, just in case.
Dismissed.
Good night, guard. Sleep well.
Sir. Sir. Sir.
Go away, Radar.
You're not supposed to go to sleep.
I'm not sleeping. I'm inspecting the inside of my eyelids.
Business, sir. Local indigenous personnel requesting medical attention. This is his ID card.
Oh. Kim Luck. Age 42, 5'6", occupation farmer.
Hello. Looks like an axe wound. Might need a stitch or two. Take Mr. Luck to the hospital and ask the duty nurse to fix him up. Tetanus shot.
This way, please.
Harry Truman, number one, G.I. Joe.
Now tell him you stopped by. Sounds like somebody's pulled up to our gas pumps.
Where the hell is everybody? Hit it again, Sergeant.
Knock it off, will you? You'll wake up the war. Well, look who's here. Colonel Flagg, our friendly undercover, over-anxious intelligence man.
Do I know you? Then don't try to deny it.
Of course you know me. Olivia de Havilland.
Perkins, Captain Perkins.
Pierce.
That's what I said, Captain Pierce.
Right, Perkins.
4, maybe 5 months ago, here on an investigation, right?
Right. We still have one of your hidden mics in our latrine. We thought we'd make an album for you.
I got a wounded gook here.
You got a wounded person here. Who wounded him?
I did.
Somehow that figured. He's in shock. You do nice work. Stretcher case on the double. He's a civilian.
He's North Korean Army. Caught him near an ammo dump. Taking him to Seoul.
If he's still breathing, you are.
We stopped on the road and he ran. I put a couple into him.
Of course you did. How could you resist?
Patch him up fast, Doc.
Prep him for surgery. Start him on plasma stat.
About a 2-inch cuff on the pants.
Will be just as you like it, Capitan.
Plenty of room in the seat.
Hey, Hawk.
His brains have to breathe.
This Mr. Yu, the tailor, Captain Pierce.
Honored, sir.
Honored. Now, your needle be true and your fly's always straight.
2 pair of pants and a vest, $12.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a single-breasted Kleenex. Oh, that should bag up nicely. I need you. Flag is here. Army intelligence.
That's a contradiction in terms.
He's got a wounded North Korean prisoner, prepped and ready.
Hawk, I'm with my tailor. Get Frank.
Frank is off duty, which helps keep down the mortality rate. Hold it.
Those are Mr. Yu's boys.
Marshall and Elroy.
I know these two claw machines. They were here a couple of months ago. They stole a 20-pound ham.
They didn't.
And the refrigerator it was stored in.
Those two kids?
Their pictures are in the post office, in the juvenile section. All right, unload, men. Unpocket yourselves. Come on. Are you their real father, or did they steal you?
The pinstripe. I'll take it.
Pressing a little, aren't we?
Sir, I caught him trying to sneak out of camp.
I was just out for a walk.
Looking for an all-night novena?
I just wanted to get to Seoul for a few days, sir.
What are you trying to do to me, Klinger? I'm officer of the day. You go AWOL to hang it on me.
Sorry, sir.
While officer of the day, Captain Pierce did allow Harry Nunn to desert. How do you like that on your record?
Sir, I wouldn't care if my record said I was a bedbug.
Slip into something secular. And stay put.
If I don't get some time off, I'm going to stick my nose into a chopper blade.
When the colonel comes back, I'll ask him about a pass for you.
Bless you, sir.
Klinger, love your beads. Any calls for me while I was in?
Somebody said we could have this.
Oh, really? Somebody? You kids are going to have to stop stealing. Why don't you go to bars and roll an officer like other children? Go on, come on. What's up, Radar?
Oh, indigenous personnel's again, sir. Requesting medical attention. That's his ID card.
What, do we advertise a weekend special? Kim Luck. That's the second one we had today.
That's the way it runs sometimes, sir.
Can you identify yourself?
This is me.
Well, I guess you wouldn't kid me about a thing like that. Let's bring him to the hospital.
Yes, sir.
This must be our Kim Lucky day.
This way.
I don't like people kibitzing when I operate.
I didn't ask you.
That's why I'm answering.
Just do your job, I'll do mine, mister.
Not going to get anywhere being a softy.
What's he gowning up for?
Says he has to watch.
We'll let you know if we find any microfilm in the kid's bladder.
I'm only going to say this once. That's my prisoner in there. Where he goes, I go. You read me?
Like a cheap novel.
Just stitch him up. I want him put together and put together fast.
Your concern is touching.
I have to get to Seoul so we can execute him over the weekend.
Save the kid's life so you can take it away from him?
You got it.
Nice.
Beautiful.
War.
Stinks. Will you believe me? You got the wrong number. One second. I can't give you an infantry charge. We're only doctors. The best we can do is storm the enemy and take their tonsils out. Tom? How did he try it this time?
Pretending to be a business girl.
Klinger. Klinger, where did your mother and I go wrong?
How's he doing?
What's the matter? Afraid he'll die and ruin your weekend? Forceps.
Forceps.
One of your slugs for your charm bracelet. All right, saline for irrigation. Come on.
Saline.
just checking for centipedes.
Kids look for a lot of little house slippers.
Sir, do you mind if we close those doors?
Be antisocial, Radar.
Night. He belonged to my brother.
And he left it to you when he went off to war?
No, he was 4F. He was a box boy in a supermarket.
Well, they also serve who stand in stuff.
Would you mind turning your head, please?
Radar, I'm a doctor. I've seen more behinds than you'll ever have.
I don't think it's too much to ask for one guy to ask another guy to turn his head.
Your modesty is almost indecent.
Well, if you're a doctor like you say, then you don't need to see any more than you've seen.
Go ahead, get sore. I love it when those little wisps of steam come out of your tiny ears.
Sir? There's a lady out there.
Yes, ma'am.
Number one ping here.
Well, this card's getting a workout today. Radar?
Sure.
We're being Kim Luck again. Would you take this lady inside, please?
Yes, sir. Come.
Moving? In that condition? Are you out of your sadomasochistic mind, sir?
Okay, when?
Well, that's hard to say. Very hard. Dr. Pierce here has had a lot of experience in moving patients that are about to be executed.
It was my postgraduate specialty. Blindfold and last cigarette, 102.
All right. Sign him out, put him on a stretcher. I'll take the responsibility.
We'll have to confer on that.
Yeah, it'll only be a minute. Amuse yourself. Take some fingerprints. Break somebody on the rack. I'd like to fix him a ground glass burger.
We are not going to let him take that 16-year-old kid down to Seoul and put him against the wall.
I'm with you, Rocky.
Stall?
Big. Big stall.
Colonel, there's a medical consideration which supersedes the military. That man is still unconscious. We can't release him in that condition.
He could sleep through the whole execution. That wouldn't be any fun, would it?
I want to talk to your commanding officer.
You're going to execute him instead?
Tough luck. He's down in Tokyo attending a series of medical conferences.
And dodging hotel dicks.
Where can I reach him?
You could try Madame Chang's whoopee parlor.
Or the Pachinko Palace. He's in the semifinals.
Couple of cutie pies, ain't you?
Thank you.
Who's your second in command?
Major Frank Burns, M.D.
Manic depressive. It's an honorary title.
He's also schizoid.
Sleeps in two bunks.
You clowns are pushing me around pretty good, cooperation-wise.
Not to mention wise guy-wise.
If I lay a charge of obstructing military justice on you, you're going to have a snoot full of trouble.
What could they do? Send us to the front?
We're at the front. Maybe they'll put us in front of the front.
Buckeye, can I see you? Sir, it's important.
What's wrong, Radar? Your slight but sturdy body is all a tremble.
What I sleep with?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's gone. I've looked everywhere. Sir, you got to help me find it.
Have no fear, Radar. We'll look in every tent. We'll conduct a louse-to-louse search.
Hold it. You're going to sign out my prisoner?
Colonel, I have a more important problem on my hands. One of our teddy bears is missing. Now, look, boys, I didn't mind when you tried to steal the telephone. And actually, I was rather pleased when you tried to make off with 100 pounds of saltpeter. But this is going too far. Now, where is it?
You're being foolish. We have ways of making you talk.
Pierce, I want a word with you.
Radar, take him downtown and book him.
Oh, yes, sir. Come on.
Captain Pierce, Major Burns would like to talk to you as acting commander.
Good, I like I'm listening.
He went and got him, Hawk.
I bet he found him double parking in an erogenous zone.
What a mouth.
Just you never mind where we were, nosy Nate.
Captain Pierce, Major Burns, acting commander, and I, his adjutant, have been informed that you and Captain McIntyre refuse to release Colonel Flagg's prisoner.
Meanwhile, Aunt Martha, having taken a tramp in the woods, is lying in a ditch at the edge of town.
Dozen medical units I have to pull into a funny farm.
The kid's too sick to travel.
He could die between here and Seoul.
I'll take that chance.
Oh, he'll take that chance.
Nice.
Colonel Flagg's prisoner is a spy. You have no right to interfere.
While we're on spies, ask the Major about the secret pocket in her garter belt.
If I didn't hate violence, I'd kick you.
Would you? With high heels?
Get off the pot, Major. Lean on him.
Yes. Right. All right.
Now, hear this. I order you to sign.
Sorry, we can't take any new orders till after Christmas.
You can't disobey him. He's a major.
Oh, wow, just a minute, just a minute. He's only got two clusters. Between us two captains, we've got eight bars. We outrank you by half a chorus.
Major Burns, I just thought of something. Besides being acting commander, you are also a doctor.
Hey, that's right. Frank's a doctor. How about that, Hawk?
Your secret is safe with us, you son of a gun. Certainly your patients will never know.
You can release the prisoner.
I can? Oh, I can. Except that I can't. Now, this requires two doctor's signatures.
Oh, well, forget it. I'm not going to
do it. No,
not
right! I have had it with you fruitcakes. Now, that's my boy in that hospital. I caught him, and he's mine. I'm taking him to Seoul.
Okay, you got your body, Flag. It's your war, not mine.
This'll teach you, eggheads, not to screw around with intelligence.
Corman?
Promised him a trip to Seoul. The North Korean prisoner suspected of espionage, recovering satisfactorily, will be turned over to military intelligence as soon as somebody can be found with military intelligence. Paragraph. Examined, diagnosed, and treated a total of 5 Kim Lucks. A new Kim Luck record I hope will stand for a long time. Paragraph. Property of Corporal O'Reilly returned. Father and Teddy Bear doing nicely. Well, I guess that's about it, Raider.
Hey, you guys want to see the pinstripe suit of all time?
Yeah.
He's a great tailor, but with a lousy sense of direction.
Hey.